Don, you guys enter undefeated, number one again. What's that feeling like, and how excited are you about the chances of this team going forward?
I mean, I always feel good to be, to be the number one overall seed, and to be undefeated. I'm excited because we get a chance to know what our path is to win a national championship, and all great teams, a lot of familiar faces. That's in our region, but we have to take it one game at a time, and that's what we'll do on Friday, no matter, I don't know what time it will be, but looking forward to it.
Hey, Don, your level of excitement, is it even more because when you look at this team during the preseason and fast forward ahead and go, wow, we're undefeated, number one overall seed?
Yeah, I really don't even think about being undefeated. I probably think more about being the number one overall seed than at all, because it's a really hard place to be. It means you played a really tough schedule. It means that you've been successful. It means that you've done something right for you know, the majority of the season, and for it to be us with the team that came into the season with so many holes and so many unknowns. Really proud that they were able to get us back here.
Not the first time you've been the number one overall seed, not the first time you've been undefeated, but do you ever want to get used to this feeling? I mean, is it tough to get the kids' heads around? It's like, you know, this is a unique thing, and yeah. Celebrate it?
I mean, the beauty of it is they really don't get it. I don't think they get it. I think in years past, they got it, but this team really doesn't get it. I think they just approach each game as it is, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I mean, it's been good in that we've won all of our games, but I think at times they don't really know, you know, the significance of it. They don't know how hard it is. Like, I really don't think they really know how hard it is to continue to win at this pace.
And last year it was always about, you know, get back and win a repeat championship. Obviously you're kind of in the same spot this year, but has that mentality changed? Is it a little different for this year's?
I mean, it feels a little bit different because they're so young, and they just, I mean, it's like every day is a new day. You know, I thought probably last year was more like Groundhog's Day. You just kind of get through the regular season and get to the Final Four and championship, because they knew what they had to do. This team, they just start over every day. Every day is something new. Every day they work hard. Every day they figure it out, and it's kind of a scary but cool dynamic.
Don, there's so many players on this team who got significant playing time for the first time. How did egos, and not those kind of egos that all competitors have, but the ones that can be damaging to a team, how did you prevent that? How did these girls prevent that?
I mean, they all want to play more, obviously, especially the ones that are coming off the bench. They've been able to take in constructive criticism and how to get better. Like, it ultimately is how to get better. Ultimately is, you know, what are we doing to help you become a pro? And those are the conversations that we're having. And I say to all of them, basically, and this is including Camilla, if she decides to go to the WNBA, that there are going to be reserves. Like, they're all going to be reserved. So part of being a reserve is staying in character. Like, if you can be a hit off the bench for us, a coach is going to see that and say at the next level, you know, I want somebody like that on our team.
Don, after the semifinals at the SEC tournament, your players were obviously very excited about the shot, but so many of them told us that the feeling before the shot was a terrible one, when they thought maybe the tournament was going to be over. Just what did that tournament do to prepare them for this tournament atmosphere?
I look at an undefeated season, and it's an undefeated season, but there were plenty of defeats within our season. You know, we were down double digits several times at different teams. We were, you know, it took a miraculous shot by Camilla to continue to stay undefeated and to get us to the championship game in this SEC tournament. So we felt defeat, but again, this team finds a way to execute. They find a way to hold each other accountable. They find a way to win basketball games. But we don't just rely on that either. It's like, you know, we put a lot into our preparation. They just make it look a little bit different, and they make it feel a little bit different. And again, that's a scary but cool thing.
Don, do you continue to be amazed by the fans, because it looks like they're not taking these moments for granted? I know they were in line 3 hours before the selection show, and they're just as energetic and enthusiastic as if you're making the tournament for the first time.
I mean, we've been very fortunate. Like, I can't explain it. Didn't even envision it. Our fans have a way of making us feel loved. Like, I told them, we're honored. We're honored to be your team. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I could not write this script of what it looked like outside of winning a national championship or two. They made it what it looks like, and it feels great, because it's built on just really organic, genuine love.
Dawn, last time you and the guys made the NCAA tournament, you remember what happened. They made the Final Four. You wound up walking away with a netless.
I think Lamont would be good with that.
You got to be pretty excited about both your chances and their chances.
I'm super excited. Couldn't be happier for Lamont and his guys that, you know, have just changed the whole landscape of basketball here. Like, we are actually doing it together. And anytime I stand outside, like, our office is with Lamont, I mean, students are coming up taking pictures. And I think that is truly a great thing. The fact that he turned down his hometown state, I told him it means a whole lot. Like, our fans will never forget him doing that. Like, he's got a place etched in our hearts forever for being able to turn down his home state. And, you know, we know Ohio State has a lot of money they pour into their programs and all of that. And for him to say, nope, this is my home, this is where I feel like I can, you know, succeed and give the love back to the people who have loved him in just year two.
You use the term familiar faces to describe your draw. Does that help or hurt as a coach when you could, I mean, even on Friday you could see a team you faced the regular season in the first round, Presbyterian wins?
I mean, I think it helps our coaches that have the scout. I do, but we're much different. Everybody's much different than they were 3 months ago. And I mean, we look forward to it, whatever. Whoever the Presbyterians take at heart, I look forward to just playing on Friday. It just seems like a very long time with us not having a game. So I wanna play in front of our fans, because I miss just being around them in a competitive environment.
It's definitely gonna be Friday.
I would imagine. I believe the overall number one seed should get a competitive advantage when there's a competitive advantage, and that's Friday, Sunday. And I hope it's Friday, Sunday throughout. I gotta read the new. There was a new, I don't know what you call it. What do you call it?
Protocol.
Guideline, whatever, to the overall number one seed.
Okay. And you'll be without Camilla in that game?
Yes, that's what they told me, yes.
She's the only one, right?
They only told me her as of right now.
Yeah.
Things could change, but I doubt it.
How different is it heading into a tournament as the number one overall seed after having a regular season undefeated, knowing that you go into every game and that team wants to be the team to knock you off? Yeah. How's it different in a March setting, and have you been able to talk to the players about that?
I mean, we went into it in the SEC tournament setting just saying that, you know, you lose and you go home. I mean, we're gonna keep making it a business trip. Like, everything that we do now is a business trip, and just with our sights on winning basketball games. Doesn't matter how it looks, as long as we got more points, because it doesn't have to be pretty at this point. It just needs to be a win.
Don, there's so many new faces on this team, but whether it be the players who were here last year, or whether it be just you as a coach, can you take anything away from last season, those experiences, having gone through undefeated regular season, being the top overall seed, and being back in the same situation this year?
I mean, it feels different. Like, it feels different than it did last season. More so because probably last season was there was a little bit more pressure on us because we were just that. We were a team that had, you know, a core players who had been together a long time and we were supposed to win. Like everybody had us winning. We had us winning a national championship. But this year, it doesn't seem as pressured as it was last year, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I like the team that we're bringing in to the tournament. I like the fact that we got a lot of depth. I like the fact that we can, you know, we can grind it out. I like the fact that we can, you know, score a lot of points. I like the fact that we can just play a lot of different styles of play and still end up winning basketball games. So we're seasoned enough to take hits from, you know, different angles.